This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats should be scared, not us. You know, it's funny. I was doing treatments, media treatments, because I'm going to start doing a lot more media. And I will tell you, I got to say this. I was at a Lincoln lunch here in Arizona. James O'Keefe was the keynote. And I went out to see a few folks. And as soon as I hit the gate, Kevin. And it's so refreshing to see people that remember me, recognize my work. I was talking to my PR guy, Jerry, and he's like, Kev, we got to get you out there more. People got to remember who we are. And I'm thinking, Jerry, why aren't you here? Looking at people go, Kevin, hey, come here, giving me hugs and taking pictures and what have you. And I just think to myself, are you kidding? People remember me, and here's the thing. It isn't like, oh, you're such a big deal, Kevin Jackson. I don't care. But it's fun to see that. And here's what's really cool. Because I'll go, hey, can I get a picture with you? And they're like, are you? Yes, of course. You know, it's flipping the script. Because normally they're like, Kevin, can I get a picture? One girl, I didn't even know her. The lady that I went with, she and her husband are my development team. And so I picked her up. We went out there. And she knew a guy because she works on Congressman Gosar's campaign. And so she was talking, hey, Kevin, do you know Alex? I go, I don't think we've met. So we meet him, and Alex's wife was sitting there, and she just keeps looking up at me. And so I was getting ready to leave because we were packing up. It was time for us to go. And she says, excuse me. She goes, can I get a picture with you, a selfie with you? And I go, of course. She goes, oh, my God, my husband. Take that back. It was his sister. She goes, my husband is going to just be so jealous. And I went, because apparently they're big fans of mine. And I had no idea. I'm just standing there because Nancy was talking to this other guy, and they knew each other from the campaign. I was like, wow. And this guy's sister says to me that. And, you know, it warms your heart because you know they appreciate your work. They really do. But anyway, going back to this, Democrats should be scared. You go to these events, they're packed. I mean, this thing was in the hot sun. It was hot. In fact, I left my phone on the table, and friends of mine luckily put it away because I went to look for it. I was like, where's my phone? And they go, oh, Kevin, we took it out of the sun. They go, it was getting so hot, it was beeping. What? They said, yeah. They handed it to me. It was like a hot potato. But it was hot as heck, and people were hanging around there, and they wanted to see O'Keefe speak. He did a great job, but Democrats better be scared. People are plugged in. They're plugged in not only overlap, just as an arc, as an example of just Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus leftist. They're plugged in because they're sick and tired of these people lying and cheating and getting away with stuff. I ended by the last first hour by talking about Hunter Biden and this laptop emails that show Hunter getting money from various sources, some foreign governments and even intelligence services. Records of visits of clients and business associates to the White House. Pictures with then Vice President Joe Biden. Emails showing Hunter had reached out to people like Blinken for advice. Now he's Secretary of State. A FARA charge, which is a foreign agent. You have to register for that. So if that happens for Hunter Biden, it's a huge embarrassment to everybody in the administration because Joe Biden says, I don't know anything about my son's stuff. And when they connect the dots, and that's what Comer's doing, then they're going to be in trouble, as they should be. So I'm not even hopeful. We must demand that this happens. This is where we are. But I'm looking at what is going on in the conservative movement. If we get rid of this rift between the rhino Republicans, the establishment guys, and the MAGA Republicans, if you will, and I'm not telling you that there's a solution that's easy, because the establishment people want what they want. They feel like they've earned it. And the MAGA people are the ones that are standing between them and their money. And both are right to some degree. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not for establishment. I'm not for somebody saying, look, I paid my dues and I get what I get. No, you know, you still got to earn it. But I do understand that there is a lot that goes into becoming a, quote, professional politician when it's done right. Let me give you an example. So I'm watching a show called The Diplomat. And I love those kind of shows because I'm close enough to government and big money and all that that I see how the game gets played. But I'm not a player. You know, I'm still just a pawn in the chessboard to a large degree. But I'm an observant one. I'm the perfect person to have running reconnaissance for the conservative movement because I'm very bright and I'm observant. So I'm looking at this stuff go on and I'm going, this is interesting. I learned this from Ross Perot Jr. I learned this from Foster Freese. I learned this from some other billionaire buddy. I learned this from being at this event or inside of politics here or going to a congressional meeting or congressional hearing and getting whispers in my ear from different congressional staffers and so on. I learn a lot. And that observation is very key. And so what I'm telling you is when I'm looking at The Diplomat and I'm watching how this lady played by Carrie Russell, I think's her name, and she's a person that has worked inside of the spy apparatus and not just a person that's sent over because she's a big fundraiser. And they make that distinction even in the thing that no, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know Middle East policy or Russian policy or British policy. You have to be a student of history of wherever you serve. You have to have profiled all the players and know their reactions. And it is a studied thing. It's not something you just drop somebody in and go, okay, well, we'll replace this ambassador with this, or we'll replace these operatives with this. It isn't that simple. And as much as we want to pretend that as MAGAs that you can just drop somebody into D.C. and everything is going to be okay, you will get outmaneuvered faster than you can shake a stick. That's why I'm telling you, you need those institutional people. You do. I'm telling you as a fact. Now, you have to watch them like hawks because they are scummy. And they are. They are conniving, cheating scoundrels. But there's a saying. Let me put it to you this way. It's always good to know somebody willing to do the dirty work and willing to get things done. That is a fact of life. You got to have a little bit of bad with a lot of good. No matter how you slice it, it's like the old saying, you know, if you want your sugar to taste good, you got to give it a pinch of salt. And that's where we are. And the sooner we learn that, the better. You don't want to get rid of the institutional guys, not the way we think we do. I'll add more clarity to that in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When you depend on inflation to boost your economy, you know you're in trouble. And while many people with Ivy League educations and economics play politics, the consumer faces reality at ground level. And being a consumer, I can tell you, you're not fooling me on it, on the inflation numbers. No matter what you earn, you cannot afford to live with Bidenflation. Year after year, 2 years in a row of 15-20% inflation is not going to bode well for anybody. And the administration has no clue how to build an economy, so they just play with the numbers and the definitions to suit their narrative. Oh, inflation's at 8%. Really? Then explain why gas prices are double. Explain why food prices, I can absolutely know what I paid for something, and it's 20-30% higher than it was a year before, and it was 15-20% higher than it was a year before that. Please explain that to me. A lady said the other day, she says, well, the good news about eggs is they're no longer $8 a dozen, but now they're down to $6 a dozen. And I went, wow. I mean, I don't know what they cost. I haven't bought them in a while. But it's funny, I see people with eggs and I go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Must be had a good week in the stock market or something, huh? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The old definition of a recession change, remember? Joe Biden said, well, it's no longer two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. Oh, no, it's not that anymore, because since we've had that, we got to reconfigure. And, of course, the inflation rate that they give you, if they use 1980 rates under Jimmy Carter, the inflation rate today is worse than it was under Carter. The gas adjusted for inflation is worse today than it is under Carter. Your living conditions are worse today than they were under Carter. And the only reason why most of the people that are on the government dole don't know is because they don't feel it. It's all caught up in that debt clock that's ticking. And meanwhile, what are our competitors doing around the world? They are going after the dollar. Now, can they? Not really, because of our big, you know, economy. Even when it's lagging, people in America are still buying enough to carry it. But what happens when we're compromised, as we have been? What happens when the Chinese have now planted their flag on every continent on the planet, and they're now regulating how things go? They can't beat us in ingenuity and in spending. They can't. 1.6 billion people cannot beat 330,000 folks in productivity. So what do? They say, we'll go buy everything else. We'll use their money, the $1 trillion we get every year from them, roughly, I don't know what it is, but it's probably the Chinese are getting, what, $500 billion now? But the $1 trillion that America spends will mitigate that. And we will start to buy these areas of Africa and populate people with them. And let me tell you, the Chinese play the long game. These people, when they go over and they take over a country, they learn the language, they learn the culture, they influence the politics. What do you think is happening right here in America? You meet a Chinese person that speaks a Chinese national, I'm telling you, they speak impeccable English. They know our politics. They know our culture. They pay attention to pop culture. They know it. They study it. Just like they study the animals and kung fu, they know exactly who to look for. Who are the predators and who are the prey? And you know who they know the predators are? The Democrats. And that's why they sleep with them. They chauffeur them. They party with them. They do whatever it takes to infiltrate them. And the Democrats are just, doody, doody, doody. We love it. Eric Swalwell and Bang Bang. And what's her name? Feinstein? Wow. I could go on. There's others. Those are the two that are most notable. Trust me, there are dozens. They're taking over governorships. They're buying governors in America and then buying the land, strategically doing so. And they're not playing the game for 10 years or 20 years down the road. They're playing the game for 50, 100 years, 200 years down the road. That's what they're playing. We're playing checkers. They're playing chess. The stagnant at best, retracting at worst stock market is no indicator of the job that Biden is doing, at least according to the Wall Street shills. Remember the stock market under Trump? Boom, 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 just up, 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 Trump. We set another record, we had more records, record, record, another record stock market. Then we elect Biden. He runs 1 year on Trump muscle memory for the stock market. And then what happens? This thing is bouncing around, if not going negative. The Russell Index for little companies, these should be the biggest indicators of who's doing, of how the economy is. The Russell 2000, little companies, small caps, struggling. That market is down. NASDAQ, tech companies, right? That's the measure. Go look at the numbers. See where they are. You know what? The only one that's even, I mean, New York, the NYSE and the Dow are holding somewhat steady. Not a lot of growth. Nowhere near what Trump had. And Joe Biden ran 1 year on Trump's muscle memory for the stock market. And then it started to crash. If he didn't have that year, he would be decimated. Then what's he do? He brags that he's got
He created 12 million jobs. If you kill 10 million of them, it's easy to create 12 million. The dude can only account for about 1.5 million to 2 million jobs. That's it. The U.S. economy expanded at a sluggish 1.1% annual pace for the first 3 months of the year. Get this. Despite strong consumer spending. So what they're telling you is people are having to just spend their money as fast as they make it, but it's not doing them any good because inflation's eating it up. But it looks like the economy's doing, you know, at least expanding because their money's working, right? Ooh, they're spending everything they got. That is not a good sign. I'm no economist, but I'll tell you this. If you're relying on people spending more money but getting less, and so there's no real value, there's no return on investment for the consumer, that is a fool's folly. Wall Street analysts had predicted a 2% increase in the GDP after the economy grew, they said, 2.6% in the first 3 months of the year. Why is it ebbing and flowing? Why can't it stay consistent? Go back and look at Trump and see why. Trump had to overcome all that excessive spending of Obama, all the smoke and mirrors of an economy that was, quite frankly, very feeble, and he built it twice and was doing all the right things, and we put a clown into office, allowed him to get into office in a coup, and look where we are, an economy in triage. And here's the worst news. They said the weakness came from business, investment, and inventories. So businesses aren't investing and we still got supply chain problems. Pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
the default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years, America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to play a few clips that sort of showcase a little bit of the crazy. Because I'm talking about normal. I asked the question, what would normal look like? You wake up and you get, it's just a normal day. You know, you sit there looking outside of your, on your porch, and you're looking into the vista, whatever view you have. You're sipping your coffee. Maybe you're reading the paper. Just imagine a serene suburban setting, and the occasional car, you know, goes by, but the kids are riding on the bikes or whatever. It's just a normal day. The butterflies flickering around your garden or what have you. It's just this beautiful, normal day. And then think about what you wake up to every single morning. I talked about this, that I remember as a kid, we were political. My grandparents watched a lot of politics. We watched TV every night. We got 30 minutes, you know, of news. But the majority of our day was spent really appreciating each other. It was really amazing to just appreciate one another. I can tell you, we'd get up in the morning, you'd do the chores, go to school. If it wasn't school, probably went fishing or hunting or did something, or helped my grandmother down at the lodge, or helped my grandfather do some chores. Then we would probably, as I said, go fishing or hunting or do something. And when it got a time to go home, I couldn't wait to see what my grandmother was going to cook. We cooked, we ate together, we said our prayers, we set up the card table, we played bid whist, spades, or dominoes. And we watched TV and we talked, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And I don't know how much you learn, or, you know, just from osmosis of having conversations. My grandparents weren't intellectuals, but I learned so much about life. And it was, I look back on those memories so fondly. I was talking to one of my friends. I said, the TV having two channels, two and a half channels, and when the one channel was the one we wanted to watch, somebody had to put the foil on the antennas and try to get the signal to come in better. We didn't have cable. We didn't have 50,000 distractions. But you know what? We had fun. We enjoyed each other, I think, more than we do now. We have 50,000 ways to keep in touch, and we still don't keep in touch. Are you more? Do you keep in touch more with your extended relatives and family now, or did you do it in the past? I can tell you without question, I did it better in the past. Don't even have to think about it. My friends and I will text each other every now and then, but that's it. I just bought my son his own cards, monogram cards, with his name on them for him to write letters to older folks, to people that matter. I just bought him those, and I gave them to him, and you know what he said? He went, "Dad, that's lit," because it had his name on there. And a big J for Jackson, and it had his, you know, his name, and he was like, "That's lit," which means that was cool. And he genuinely liked it because he knew what it meant. Those were his. He puts pen to paper. And I told him the reason why that's important. Somebody can donate money to you, and I'll use Bob and Carol as an example. Bob writes letters. He and his wife, God bless them, they send me a check periodically and say, "Kevin, thanks for the work."
And you know what I got to do? I got to sit down and write a letter that says, Bob, thank you for sending me that chicken scratch. And it takes me three times to read because it's tough to read. But I read every letter. But sending him back something with my name on it, not a text, not a phone message or whatever. Actually sitting down, having to do something on stationery that says, Kevin Jackson wrote this. Getting the envelope, sticking it in there, licking it, putting it down, getting a stamp, putting it on there, and taking it to the post office to mail requires effort. It requires thought. It's the same reason why women go, guys, don't try to phone it in on Valentine's Day or my birthday or Mother's Day. Go actually do something. Plan something. Don't try to do, oh, well, this is coming via the internet. This is coming via the internet. No, get off your butt and do something. Make something. And as much as I will tell you, I'm guilty. Guilty, guys. Don't look at me as your example. I'm so guilty of not thinking ahead and doing that stuff. But I've become better. Because that's what your job is. Is your spouse's job is to make you better. And Melissa says, you're going to do better. I got a higher standard. And that's what happens. So, you know, I say, hold us ourselves to the same standard. Leftists want to phone it in. Oh, let's stuff the ballot boxes. Let's pretend that Joe Biden. Let's get on the Twitter and do a bunch of bots and pretend that we voted for Joe Biden. Let's pretend that these issues are important. That's their normal. Their new normal is completely different from what makes people resonate and gravitate to you and show passion for who you are. And let me tell you what, folks. As I describe, you getting a letter, signature, written specifically to you, not canned, but written. I remember I did an event for Alan West. Alan, on his stationery, Kevin, man, you made my event pop. Thanks much, brother. Can't wait to see you soon. God bless. I have it in a commemorative place. Alan wrote that. And that's what you want. So here's my point. And this is why I'm so accessible. I tell people, I want to be around you. I want to be part of what you do. I want to respond to you. Now, it may be email. I don't write my sending everybody a note. But I'm saying the people that are helping me, the Alberts of the world and others and Andy's, I'm sending them notes. Andy, by the way, I'm sending you a letter, just so you know. But I'm telling people you matter. And that's the difference. We have an opportunity now to get rid of this bot stuff, get away from this social media, get away from this distancing, and actually get things back to normal. And the trend for normal is very simple. You ready? I'm going to give you the secret. The normal is towards conservatism. Look at what's happened. Let's just use Tucker. I told you I was going to use him as an example. Tucker is fired from Fox in the number one slot. Don Lemon is fired from CNN because he sucked. So meritocracy is fired. Don Lemon held on like a hair on a biscuit, was at that place for 16 years, should have been fired a decade ago. But because he's a black diva, Diva Don is what I call him, he hung in there. But they finally got him. But let's look at the outcome. Tucker gets a $25 million deal at OAN. Can't go on TV for 2 years, but he can block shows. Don Lemon, no prospects, no husband, no job. And does anybody want him? Show me. By the way, Fox News loses mega millions of dollars, at least market cap. They're losing money. They lost ratings in every demographic. I mean, they fell off by a million. And it'll keep dropping, trust me. CNN didn't even miss Don Lemon. Didn't miss him. Numbers went up in some categories. On his show, they held firm. Not missed. Here's what I want to tell you. Conservatism's all around. All you got to do is look for it. Fox News fallout. When I left Fox News, they said, well, Kevin, this is a career decision. Things may not go well for you if you leave Fox News, which is an insult. You, without us, you're nothing, black man. I'm doing okay. Tucker Carlson. Summarily, unceremoniously fired. Boom, you're out of here. What's he do? Very next day, gets a deal larger than his deal. I'm not complaining about me, by the way. I'm just saying Fox News thinks they got a monopoly on people's careers, and we do okay. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. I may be struggling now in terms of building my name back and all this other stuff. Ask me if I care. I don't care about it in the big sense. Like, in other words, it isn't about me personally. I know why I'm shadow banned. I know, you know, I can accept it. But I will tell you, we will be successful. I'm talking majorly successful. I know this. So I'm not worried about it. What I'm telling you is meritocracy matters. And what you're watching here, what you're seeing, God's work at play. He says Tucker deserved everything he got. Don Lemon was handed everything he got. Who's getting rewarded? I'm not worried about this. Fox News' fallout is their fault. Dylan Mulvaney, you want to talk about Budweiser, Bud Light? You want to talk about the makeup company that gave Dylan Mulvaney a deal? They're in triage. They're struggling. Look at Target. They struggled. Nike, they struggled. And Starbucks, they struggled. Now, you could go, Kevin, it's a temporary struggle. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Those people learn important lessons. And it's going to keep on going. You think Alvin Bragg is actually going to build a good career out of what he's doing to Donald Trump? I don't care how crazy things are. These people are going to struggle. Look at Trump. Still kicking. Letitia James, the AG of New York, going to start some more mess. Georgia, going to start some more stuff against Trump. As the saying goes, God is going to look at that stuff and say, I will let none of this prosper. Press is giving Joe Biden his questions because he needs them. He can't do this job without getting somebody helping him. Don Lemon couldn't get a job unless he used affirmative action. I'm black and I'm gay and I'm a diva. And he played it up. And there are many more examples of leftism that will not flourish.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, Melissa and I finally rented The Whale. I kept looking for a place to go see. I couldn't find it. You go on Fandango, couldn't find it. I think a Brendan Fraser won, Best Actor or something like that. So Melissa goes, I'd like to see it, and she read reviews on it and everything. So we were looking for it, and I was going to surprise her and say, hey, let's go check out this movie and everything. And she found it. It was at a Redbox. So she brings it home. We're all excited. We're going to watch The Whale. And we turn it on, and... You know, it's about, I knew the premise. He's a overweight guy, morbidly obese, and he's having some issues. I think I don't know if they said he was dying or whatever. By the way, if you do not want to hear about The Whale, then I suggest you turn the show off, because I'm going to talk about it.
So anyway, gets all these rave reviews and everything. She wants to see it. I kind of wanted to see it. They said Brendan Fraser, you know, he put on a little weight, but they put on this prosthetic and it makes him look like a fat dude and yada yada. So, and not that I'm like some gawker, like, ooh, I can't wait to see a fat person, you know, or whatever. It wasn't that. Even though I do watch a lot of those fat shows like 600 Pound Life and all that kind of stuff. And I think part of it is, and maybe if you watch it, and I don't know why you would, but maybe you share the same thing I do. My thing is, what is it that makes someone not the light not turn on to say, you know what, I'm getting way too big? Now, I talk about a guy, I joke about it, but it's a true story. There was a guy, he had 105-pound scrotum. And I can't even say it without chuckling a bit, because as much as guys are prideful about our tools, our naughty bits, you know, and we certainly like to, you know, show off in the locker room occasionally, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know at what point you have a 105-pound scrotum that you don't go in to get checked out. I mean, when that booger's about 5 pounds, it's time to say, okay, fellas, I think bragging rights are done now. I'm going to go to the doctor. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, I tell that, and I embellish it. I can do 5 minutes on the 105-pound scrotum, because let's face it, you got a teenager dangling between your legs. And again, as prideful as it might make you for a little while, fellas, at some point, you finally say, okay, this thing is no good. I can't use it. So I'm going to go get checked out. Now, of course, I think it's cartilage and scar tissue and all that, so it isn't like, oh, look at you. But at the end of the day, here's my question. At what point do you say, okay, so I watched Dr. Pimple Popper, and somebody will say, yeah, well, it started out, it was the size of a dime, but I didn't do anything, and now it's the size of a basketball. And I'm going, okay, somewhere between dime and basketball, you should go in and get it looked at. I don't know whether it's a lipoma or it's a cyst, but at some point, maybe when it got to a nickel, you went, you know what, I think I'm going to go in. They don't. Let me pivot back to the whale. So we put the movie in. There's Brendan Fraser in all his glorious fatness, and he's morbidly obese. And it looks like the shows that we watch with Dr. Nazarian and these other guys that are working on people, that, you know, the 1,000-pound sisters and things like that. And as I said, I watch these shows and marveling that somebody doesn't go, I got to switch things over. Now, what is it that most people have when they get to that level? They have some sort of a mental problem, a break. They're not bad people. And here's what I liked about the whale. The whale had people that loved this man. There were people that were concerned about him, came to his house every day to check on him, were trying to get him to go to the doctor so he could save his life. And he wouldn't do it. And he would exercise some level of willpower from time to time, but then he'd find himself just not doing it. And he would eat, in it, you know, 3 or 4 candy bars, right? I think every day, as I said, I'm not going to hold anything back. If you don't want to hear about it, don't worry. But he ordered 2 large pizzas that he ate by himself every single day. That's not including the stuff he ate during the day. We're talking about 4,000 calories at night. And Brendan Fraser did a great job of depicting a dude who's morbidly obese, having heart problems, and he was a sucker too. You know, he's one of these guys, he was a sucker for his daughter, he was a sucker for a sob story, he was that kind of guy. Big-hearted, the whole thing. And you like his character, and in defense of the movie, I see why he was up for Best Actor. But as far as the movie goes, drivel. It was drivel. Now, Melissa, she saw a different film. And, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And so when it finished, I saw it for what it was. So let me give you the backdrop. He's upset because his boyfriend committed suicide. And that triggered his eating. And he didn't care about anything. The only thing he cared about in his home was the one room where apparently, I don't know, his boyfriend slept for a while, but that room was pristine. Everything else was sort of just bleh. And it wasn't 5 minutes in that I went, okay, Hollywood wants me to feel a particular way. And I remember What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You remember that movie? Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp plays this kid. He's a teenager. He's having to take care of his mom, who's morbidly obese. Every time she moves, the house is literally about to cave in. I'm talking about the floor is about to cave in. And Johnny sort of makes fun of, the character makes fun of his mother. By the way, that was the first time I saw Leonardo DiCaprio. And he played a developmentally delayed kid so well. I remember watching the movie going, how did they get that kid? How did they find that kid they could play that so well? But it was Leonardo DiCaprio. Anyway, there are people that love this man, they care about him, but it reminded me of What's Eating Gilbert Grape and these, my big fat this, my big fat that, the 1,000-pound sister, 600-pound this or that, and I couldn't help thinking, what's the problem? And of course, his problem was he was depressed. He was a mood eater or an emotional eater. And so it slipped away. He got bigger and bigger and bigger. So he divorced his wife because he met a kid he was teaching in school, and he fell in love with this guy. But here's what the whole time I'm watching, I'm going, he could have fallen in love with a girl. The person who committed suicide could have been a girl. The Whale would not have won Academy Awards, and Brendan Fraser would not have gotten an Academy Award if the person who committed suicide had been a woman. Guarantee you, it would be another show. It wouldn't be about his love for this person and, you know, that person ultimately committing suicide because he couldn't make her happy and all these other dynamics that they tried to develop during the film. None of that would have, I mean, it was the same story. Let me put it a different way. You didn't have to make this guy gay. You didn't. And even the people that came to support him, that wasn't a big deal. Now, to some of them it was. To his daughter, it was. She was mean-spirited and all that. But still, she could have had just as much vitriol against a female that he left her and her mother for as he was a male. Now, the woman, the female, his ex-wife, she says, you messed me up because not only did you leave me, you left me for a guy. Okay, great. Change one line in the thing and it's done. They didn't need it. And they did it anyway. And they did it, let me tell you why, because that's the only way you're going to win awards. So was he a good actor? Yes. And there were other people who acted well. Some of the people, in my opinion, overacted. Some of them underacted. He was right, spot on. The daughter, I grew to hate her. If you've seen it, you probably know why. But I hated the little brat. The kid that played the missionary, he was pretty cool. The pizza guy, I liked him. The dude's ex-wife did an adequate job. Not too keen on his best friend who was the sister of his lover. It was okay. Academy Award? I don't think so. I don't know what it won. Did it win more than one thing? Can you look it up? I don't know if it did. But I can tell you this. I don't think it should have. And I don't think it would have, as I said, if he had not made himself gay. I'm not saying that that's not a reality. It wasn't so far-fetched that you couldn't believe it. That's true. I'll give it that. But I knew why I'd won. And in my heart of hearts, I said to myself, because we finished and Melissa, she liked it, but then there was a point where she was like, well, that was kind of interesting. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but it was interesting, different. But again, nothing earth-shattering. Maybe you'll get a chance to see it and you can give me your take on it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.